You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was delivered by Dr. Dale Meyer. Its title is Jesus, Child of Promise. And now here's Dr. Meyer.
Go to Alaska and you'll see creation. Talk to the Christians in Alaska, as we're doing today, and they'll tell you how the King of Creation became Jesus, the Child of Promise. God's an act of God. He's always doing things for this world. The first thing God did for this world was to create it. In the beginning, says Genesis chapter 1, God created the heavens and the earth. God the Son, Jesus Christ, was active with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in creating the grandeurs of this world. John chapter 1 says this about Jesus, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Everything was made by Him, and not one thing that was made without Him." Indeed, Jesus Christ is King of creation. But creation isn't always kind to us human beings. Go to Alaska on a comfy cruise ship, and creation is something delightful to behold. But talk to Alaskans and you hear how harsh and cruel creation can be. Almost 24 hours of daylight in summer, or darkness in winter. Endless miles of tundra, storms and cold. Nature in Alaska is no Garden of Eden. Nor do you think you're in paradise when you've been struck by an earthquake, a tornado, fire, cancer. Jesus Christ, King of creation, is this king cruel? Is he whimsical, capricious? No, he's not. Not when you know him as the Child of Promise. Even before God created the world, and yes, I'll repeat that, even before God created the world, the secret councils of the triune God had determined to send His Son, the King, into our human nature. His coming was promised over and over again through the centuries. That oft-repeated promise was finally fulfilled. The angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary and said this, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will be king over the people of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." The child that God promised to send is not whimsical, but rather part of God's eternal plan. He's not cruel, but loving. Not capricious, but king and Lord over all, for your good. The child that came to us from eternity is a child of wonderful promises. He promises to be with you in your struggles against nature. He stilled the storm on Galilee's lake. He multiplied the loaves and fishes for the hungry. He's with you when nature seems to be against you. Natural disaster, physical illness, pain, He promises to be with you. He even promises to bring you through death into eternal life. Like every cruelty of nature, death comes because of sin, because of our rebellion against our Creator. But this child promises you life, not death. Do you know why? This child came to defeat death. Because he did that at the cross, God restored him to life and promises life to all who follow Jesus. That means he's offering you a place with him in heaven. Not a place with him in Bethlehem, where he was barely shielded from the weather, know a place in glory, eternal glory, eternally sheltered in a glorious heaven that cannot be corrupted and will never fade away. To receive his promises, you need do only one thing. Hear them and take the child of promise at his word. Has your life been hard on you? Take it to Jesus and hear his promise, I am with you always. Do you feel guilty? Take it to Jesus and hear him say, my son, my daughter, I paid for that sin of yours. You are forgiven. Don't feel guilty. Have you run out of places to go and resources to help? Go to Jesus. He's the only hope for the world. In him, you'll hear again and again the promise of eternal glory. Can you depend on all this? Of course you can. Remember, this child of promise is the king of creation. Yes, nature can be cruel, but the king of creation permits it to be so in order that you will put your hope in Jesus and the eternal glory he's won for you. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, I consider our present sufferings to be unimportant when I compare them with the glory soon to be revealed to us. For the created world is waiting on tiptoe to see the unveiling of God's children. For this created world must waste away, not because it wants to, but because its master would have it so. But it does so with hope, because this created world also will be freed from the slavery of decay in order to share the freedom of glory with the child of God. Go to Alaska and you see creation. Enthrone the child of promise in your heart and you'll see glory. Amen.
Hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.